welcome to the Mint Podcast, where we dive deep into God's Word and discuss practical ways to live it out. This season, we're doing real talk about how we can contend for breakthrough in the most difficult and painful parts of our story. I can't wait to see what God, the commander of heaven's armies, is going to do as we press into him. If you want more of what you hear on the show, there are additional free resources, merchandise, and donation opportunities available at amintageisler.com. We're a listener-funded podcast, and we appreciate your support so much. Let's go run the race. Well, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here as we wrap up the series Intimate, where we have been taking an in-depth look at Exodus 33 and 34, where God reveals the content of his character to Moses. And it's a beautiful moment. Moses asks the Lord, "Show me your glory." And God says in response, "I will let my goodness pass before you." And he reveals himself as Yahweh, and he explains what all of that goodness is. And so we have spent the last several weeks diving deep into that. And today, I want to press into the presence of the Lord together. So this episode is going to be a little different. This is going to be a combination of praise with our words to the Lord and prayer and meditation and listening for a response from him. But to wrap up a series called Intimate, where the whole goal is to know God more intimately, we are going to set aside and make space and time to be intimate with the Lord. And we get so busy, and it's easy to overlook or not set aside time for us to be together with God. And so today, this episode is called Show Us Your Glory, because that's what we're going to do together. We are going to press in to see and have an intimate look at God together. And I am so excited. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good. There is nobody like you. Lord, in these next minutes, as we press into you, it is our desire to know you intimately. And so we cry out together, Lord, show us your glory. And we humbly ask that your Holy Spirit would show up and give us eyes that can see you, ears that can hear you, and hearts that are courageous enough to follow you. Lord, show us things we have not yet seen. Draw us closer to you than we've ever been. And I ask humbly that you would use this time to reveal yourself to us like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, recently, I'm going to start with a little story here. Recently, I have been in maybe the deepest, darkest pit that I've ever been in. And I can say that with a smile and a little laugh, but my health journey has just been next level. And it seems like no matter what we try, it sends me backwards. And I was starting to feel like, God, where are you? And I was feeling alone and a little abandoned, if I'm honest, and feeling so defeated. And I just couldn't find hope. I was in a really dark place. Like, Lord, I am doing my best and I'm seeking you and I'm going to doctors and I'm doing all the things and I'm not getting any better. In fact, I'm getting worse. And so I kept crying out to God and asking him to come. And honestly, I really couldn't feel him. And I couldn't see him when I closed my eyes. And I had asked him to show me, Lord, what does it mean to be intimate with you? Show me your face. And I just could see nothing. When I closed my eyes, I felt just really cut off. And I do believe it was an attack of the enemy. And I know it's a vulnerable space to share that with you, because it's like I'm in ministry and I'm supposed to, or I feel like I'm supposed to be so intimate with God. But I was just in a place where the attack and the health and the weight of it all was so crushing, I just couldn't find him. And there was something that was really weighing heavy on me. And it was this: twice in my life, godly people who didn't know each other, had no connection, it happened 7 years apart, they have prayed for my physical healing and gotten a specific word from the Lord, and it was cursed. And that weighed heavy on me. I don't want that to be the word that comes to mind as to the reason that I'm sick. It made me feel like I was cut off from God's goodness. That's not a fun word to hear over your life, that there's a curse over you. And the first time it happened, it was easy to kind of just go, well, that was weird and I've never heard that before, and we can kind of blow that off. But the second time it's like, okay, there's probably something here. And to be honest, I was feeling it. because I felt like I couldn't find God in my deep, dark place. And so I had shared this with my counselor. And after listening, she asked if she could help lead me into the presence of God, to this intimate place with Him. And she did. I had the most beautiful time with the Lord, and it changed everything for me. Hope was reborn. It was amazing. God showed up and He revealed Himself to me, and I'm so thankful. And here's what He showed me. And at this point, if you're like, this is really woohoo, Iminta, it was really neat. And it was so life-changing that my desire was to share about it today and then create some opportunities and pathways for you to do the same. And as we were pressing into the Lord, remember I said I felt like I couldn't see God when I closed my eyes. And so she had me ask Him to show up and to invite Him to come. And the first thing I saw was the face of a lion. And I thought that was so cool, but it would fade back and forth between the top of a head that had a crown of thorns pushed into it. And it was such a powerful image. And we talked about that, and the lion is known as a fierce defender. He is fiercely protective of the tribe. And the crown of thorns pushed into the head just signifies, man, the blood of Jesus has washed me clean. And so I think what God was trying to say in this time when I feel alone is that He is my fierce defender, and that He has paid the price for any curse that might be over me. It is covered. And then as we kept pressing in, the Lord showed me this. I was in a dark room and I was sitting at a long banquet table, and He was on the other side, and I couldn't see His face, but I could see Him, and He was dressed in white, and there was a white tablecloth on this table, and extended both sides further than I could see. And it had all these gold candles on it. And what it was when I asked Him was He was preparing a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. That was Psalm 23. And so my counselor said, Minta, ask Him what's on your plate. What's the feast that He's preparing for you? And I said, it's fruit. And it was so weird. I kind of had to get out of my own way and ask the Lord to show me what was there, and fruit. And so I said, well, what kind of fruit? And the words love, joy, and peace came. And so I said, she said, okay, ask Him to show you what the love is. And there was a heart. And all of a sudden, I just was flooded with this tingling and this warmth of like, He is with me and He loves me so much. I am not alone. And then for joy, there was bells, these gold bells. And she said, okay, well, if He wants you to have those bells, pick them up and ring them. So I, in my mind, picked up these bells off my plate and started ringing them. And all of a sudden, a voice started heralding in my head, the King is coming, the King is coming. And the longer I rang the bells, the more I heard, the King is coming, the King is coming. And all of a sudden I had this visual in my head of a king on a horse, and he was going over a drawbridge and he was entering a castle. And she said, ask Him to show you where that is. And he led me to my heart, that the drawbridge was my heart and that the King was riding into my heart. Now, this was significant because the King is now with me. He's inside me. And when the King is in His castle, when He is ruling and reigning, that means if I'm in there too, then I'm His princess and the inheritance of the kingdom is mine. See, the King was now inside me. I was not alone. He had come for me, and I had felt cursed and cut off, but now the full goodness of my inheritance was mine. That was my new word. No longer am I cursed, but I have the full inheritance of a child of God. And then finally, the peace. And I had a pair of shoes, and He had me put on a pair of shoes, the shoes of peace, right? And He took me by the hand, and it was black, and I was walking on this brick road, and the brick fell away underneath me. But He had me by the hand, and I kept walking into air, and He was showing me that He was going to take me, even if everything fell away around me. His grip on me would not ever break, and that He had me, and He was bringing me somewhere new. And I know this might sound a little crazy. I've never done something like this before, but it was amazing to meet God in that way and to press in, and just the promises that He gave me that day, I have clung to. Man, He is my fierce protector. He has paid for any attack of the enemy that is against me. He is setting a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. His love, joy, and peace are mine. The inheritance of the kingdom of God is mine. And on the days that I don't feel it, I can claim it, because I know, and God allowed me that intimate look at who He is. It's been a glimmer of light in my darkness. And my desire is that you too could enter into God's presence and meet with him intimately and experience him like you never have before. Now, maybe you've never pursued him because this feels all a little too weird for you. Or maybe you've been too busy lately. Or maybe you don't feel comfortable asking to see more of God. Maybe you've never really had a need to know him intimately before now. Well, today is the day and now is the time. And we are going to press into intimacy. And we're going to take this head knowledge that we've learned about God over the last few weeks, and we're going to try to drive it home into our hearts. And I am going to pray. I'm going to read scripture, and you can close your eyes, except if you're driving, then please don't close your eyes. You can take notes. You can pray. You can ask him to reveal himself to you, but we are going to believe for an intimate encounter today. Are you ready? All right. Father, show us your glory. We want to see you. As we press in now, will you meet us and will you show each of us who you are and what you have for us, what we can claim and what we can count on in the midst of our darkest valleys and in our biggest battles. Come, Father, and show us your glory. Reveal your goodness to us. Give us pictures and give us visions and give us words that show us your heart for us. Father, we are just going to read some Psalms right now. 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord with my whole being, body, and soul. I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. Then they will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I'd rather be a gatekeeper in your house, God, than live with the good life in the homes of the wicked. For you, O Lord, are our sun and our shield. Give us your grace and glory. Withhold no good thing from those of us who do what is right, O Lord of heaven's armies. What joy for those who trust in you. Psalm 89, I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is enduring as the heavens. Lord, all of heaven will praise your great wonders. Myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angels, anything like the Lord? The highest angelic powers stand in awe of God, and he is far more awesome than all who surround his throne. O Lord of heaven's armies, where is there anyone as mighty as you? You are entirely faithful. You rule the oceans. You subdue the storm-tossed waves. You crush the great sea monster, and you scatter enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth is yours. Everything in the world is yours. You created it all. Powerful is your arm. Strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. And finally, Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. And may I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals my disease. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercy. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us or remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins, and he doesn't deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is like from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Amen. Lord, we just come and we press in today and we say like Moses said, show us your glory. Show us your goodness. God, we ask that you would show us your mercy. Give us a word picture of your mercy. We have learned in the last few episodes about how you, Lord, extend grace over us and you give us grace that we don't deserve. And you forgive us when we screw up and when we fall short. Lord, will you give us a picture of that in our life? Will you show us? what it is and how you have showered your mercy on us. Lord, I ask that you would give word pictures, that you would give words, that you would give visions to people, that they would be able to see a picture of your mercy at work in their life. God, we thank you for your compassion. We thank you that you are like a father who cares for his kids, that your care and your concern is like no other, and that we have a God who is like a father to us. God, will you give us a word picture of your compassion? Show us what it looks like. Show us maybe a time in our life when you showered compassion on us, or give us a word picture of the compassion that you want to shower on us. Lord, just show us right now in the quietness of this moment what it looks like. Father, I thank you that you are slow to anger, that your patience knows no end. Thank you that you are long of nose, that your nose doesn't burn hot, that it takes a long time for you to get angry, that you are slow to anger with us. God, I thank you for that patience that you shower over us. Will you give us a picture, Lord, of what that looks like? Or will you show us a time, Lord, recall, bring to mind a word or a time when you were slow to anger with us, where you showed up in our story with a patience that is unmatched. God, I just thank you so much for your unfailing love and your faithfulness to us. I thank you that your love never ends, that you are loyal, that you never give up on us, that we can count on you, that you do not change, that you are not a shifting shadow, that you stay the same. Lord, I ask that you would give us a word picture of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Show us, Lord, what it looks like. Lead us into a place where we can get a deeper understanding of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Show us a time, recall, bring to memory a time when, Lord, you showered that upon us, that we might bask in the glow of your love right now. Lord, show us your love. Show us your faithfulness. Father, I just thank you so much that you forgive, that you forgive us more than we deserve, that your forgiveness never ends. Will you give us a picture of your forgiveness? Help us to see it. Help us to understand it in a way that we haven't before. Bring to mind a time when you forgave us. Lord, show us that part of you. Show us a time when you enacted that over our life. And then, Lord, now we just declare that you are just, that you make sure that the wrongs are righted. I just ask that you would show us what that looks like, that you would give us a word picture of your justice, something that we can count on, a reassurance, a time in our life when you made sure justice happened. Or a word picture we can claim as we walk forward in situations that don't feel just. Lord, I pray that as we continue to press into you in the coming days, that you would reveal yourself in these ways like you never have before, and then show us how to live out these characteristics in our life and in our battles. Show us where we need to strengthen ourselves, where we need to pour out some of these characteristics more than we have been. Lord, show us where we need to be more merciful. Show us where we need to be more compassionate. Show us where we need to be more patient. Show us where our love needs to not fail. Show us where we can be more forgiving. Show us where we can be just. Lord, show us. Let us know you intimately and clearly. Father, I pray Ephesians 3, 16 through 19. And I just ask, Lord, that you would show us the love that we just can't even understand. Lord, it says in Ephesians that we don't even understand the height, the depth, the breadth, the width of your love, that it takes your power for us to understand it. So come and show us your love in a way that we never have before. Lord, one of the things that I love the most about the story of Moses is that when you told him he could have the promised land, but that you weren't going with, he rejected the promised land, the thing they'd wanted, the thing they'd lacked for 40 years. He rejected it if it meant not having you. He wanted you more than he wanted the promise. And Lord, so often when we're fighting our battles and we're in the day-to-day, we get caught up in wanting the things that we're praying for. And we want the breakthrough more than we want the God of the breakthrough. And we want the blessing more than we want the God who gives the blessing. Lord, just would you please build up in us a desire to know you intimately that is greater than our desire for our promised land, that is greater than our desire for a breakthrough. Lord, build in us an unshakable foundation, a hope that can't be disappointed, that no matter what's going on, we do not doubt, we do not look to the right or the left. We do not give up on you and who you are. Lord, build in us an unshakable foundation. Let us see your glory on display in every battle that we face. And let us continually declare your goodness, for you have shown us that you are a God of goodness. So let us declare that goodness and have the strength to rise up and declare that you are good in the face of opposition, in the face of darkness, in the face of sickness, in the face of struggle, in the face of rejection, in the face of abandonment, in the face of frustration. Lord, we declare that you are good. Show us your goodness. Lord, remove everything in our hearts that stands in the way of us experiencing your goodness to the full extent of what you have to offer. So Lord, we confess the areas in our life where we fall short of your glorious standard. We lay them at your feet. Forgive us, we pray, of the things that we know that we have done wrong and the transgressions that we didn't do on purpose. Lord, we are sorry that we fall short, and we humbly ask that you would shower your compassion and mercy on us, that you'd give us a clean heart, that we may be pure, that we might abide in your presence, that there would be nothing that comes between you and us, that we would be able to stand before you pure and clean. So we confess anything that we've been harboring in our heart. We repent of anything that keeps us from you. We ask that you remove any impurity so that our silver can be made ready for the silversmith. Father God, show us where we need to change to become more like you. Lord, we desire to see you intimately, nothing separating us. Lord, now we give you our battles. You know what they are. And in this moment, Lord, we lift them to you. And we declare that the God that we know intimately is more than able to handle the weight of the battle that we face. And so, Lord, we release it today with open hands. We give you our battle, and we ask that you would fight it for us in Jesus' name. In the quietness of this moment, God, we ask that you would come and show us who you are right in the middle of it. Show us your mercy. Show us your compassion. Show us your patience. Show us your unfailing love and faithfulness. Show us your forgiveness. Show us your justice. Lord, we desire to see it in our battle. Don't let us feel alone. Don't let the enemy have a voice. Let us be so intimately acquainted with you that any attack he throws our way is so obvious and falls so short because we are so connected to you and that his tactics are so obvious and look so bad. God, we desire you. We want you more than the breakthrough. We want your presence more than we want your gifts. And we invite you to come closer than ever before. Draw us close to you. Let us see you in our battles. Lord, show us your glory. Show us your goodness. We ask to see you. Lord, we proclaim Psalm 63 to you. Oh God, you are my God. We earnestly search for you. Our souls thirst for you. Our whole bodies long for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water, because we have seen you in your sanctuary and we have gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How we praise you. So we will praise you as long as we live, lifting up our hands to you in prayer. You satisfy us more than the richest feast, and we will praise you with songs of joy. We lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. Because you are our helper, we will sing for joy in the shadow of your wings, and we will cling to you because your right hand holds us securely. Lord, there is nobody like you. There is no one above you. There is no one beside you. Your throne is majestic and it stands firm forever. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Your glory has no end. Your goodness is without limit. You shower your children with love and not wrath. Compassion and mercy go before you. You pour out blessings instead of curses. Forgiveness flows from your throne like mighty rushing water. Great is your faithfulness to us. You are worthy. You and you alone are worthy. We exalt you. We give our lives to you. We ask for more of you. Show us your glory. Reveal your goodness. Walk beside us. Be intimate and near to us. O Lord God of heaven's armies, we pledge allegiance to you, for you alone are holy. You are the Alpha and the Omega, our King. Amen. Well, friends, I know this was a little unique and a little different, but I hope that it helped you to take some of what we have learned about the Lord and who He is and to try to invite it to make its way into our heart, where it can do the healing work and the breakthrough work and just the strengthening work of understanding who God is and the great, amazing commander that we serve, that we would be empowered to fight the battles that He has for us in His strength and in His way. And I just thank you so much for joining me for this series. I'm so excited for what is to come as we are going to hop into continued conversations on developing the heart of a warrior. Friends, this is the year that I am believing for breakthrough in my story and yours. Let's do this faith journey together. Thanks for listening to the Mint Podcast. More resources are available at amintageisler.com. Let's do this faith journey together.